Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. In this bonus episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how to choose the best marketing platform. There are a ton of options out there, and I'll explain them in the video and how you can choose the right one. But of course, I'm partial to podcasting because that's what I do. So if you are a podcaster and you want to launch a show, or if you have a show and you want to grow it and really allow it to be the marketing tool that it can be, I suggest that you check out Anchored Media, my company, at anchoredmedia.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. We had an open house last week where I went over who we are, what we do, what we're offering, and our events that we have coming up for new and aspiring podcasters. So I'll put the link for that. So you could watch the replay of the open house, and I'll hopefully be able to see you soon and really help you grow your show. So without further ado, here's the bonus episode. You can watch the full thing on my YouTube channel as well right now. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. In this video, we're going to talk about marketing for a little bit. I have found, my husband and I had this conversation recently, that marketing and accounting, he's a CPA, is the two areas of business that most people are just totally confused about. And as a marketer, someone who loves marketing, I just have to make sure that we cover these things on this platform, especially when we're talking about business. So in this video, I'm gonna tell you guys about the best platforms to market your business. So first we're gonna go with service-based businesses, and then I'm gonna talk about product-based businesses. So for service-based businesses, the platform you need to be on is podcasts. I know I'm biased, I don't care. It's still true. You need to have a podcast. Reason being is that studies are showing that consumer behavior, especially with the pandemic, consumers want to be educated as opposed to sold to. Like, they don't want you to just ask them for money. They want you to teach them something, engage with them, connect with them. Think about your own consumer behavior. If you're going to hire somebody to perform some type of service, you want to know that they understand your problem, that they connect with you, and that they have the qualifications and the track record to be able to effectively solve your problem. And they learn these things about you over a period of time. It's not something that you're going to accomplish in one Instagram post and one video. Building that rapport with your audience and that relationship, it takes time. With podcasting, that's the perfect platform to do it because it positions you as an expert. You're able to spend that time really connecting with your audience around whatever your subject matter is. You're able to be a part of their everyday life. So people listen to podcasts when they're in the car, at work, in the gym, at home, cleaning. Podcasts provides just a level of intimacy that nowhere on the internet really allows you to be. And also, it's distraction-free most of the time because aside from the ads that may run in your show, there's no one else selling your listener at that time on that same platform. As opposed to, like, if you're scrolling on social media, you might see 10, 15 ads in a matter of 30 seconds. But podcasting just allows you to have that intimacy and that rapport and that real connection with your audience that you don't really get anywhere else. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding somebody willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move our business forward. If I wanted candidates who match what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored job posts directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs, because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Y'all know I have a lot on my plate, and if I needed to hire an assistant, Indeed is exactly where I will go. And I will go and be very specific. I need someone who is tech savvy, who knows how to assist someone who has multiple brands, somebody who was forward-thinking, a problem solver, and who has done this for at least 5 years.
And here's the thing with Indeed sponsored jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes from people who don't understand the ins and outs of an online business with moving parts. That's what makes the difference. You get people who actually are what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job to the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Also, podcasting is algorithm free. Studies also show that Facebook has been dethroned by TikTok as the number one platform that people are spending their time on. And because of that, now Meta, the company who owns Facebook, is now going into overdrive to compete with TikTok. So that's why you see the Instagram algorithm turning towards Reels and the content changing, because they're trying to get people off of TikTok and back onto one of Meta's platforms. So Facebook or Instagram. And so because of that, that company has its own objectives. And you as the creative, you got to create the content and keep up with their objectives and keep up with this goalpost that's just constantly moving. With podcasting, you ain't got to worry about all that. You are going to be able to record your content, upload it to the internet, and reach the people that you want to reach directly. There's no big algorithm that's controlling who is able to listen to your stuff. You're able to be organic with your marketing, strategic with your marketing, using your metadata and all of the things that we teach with Anchored Media to reach your consumer. But the only roadblock there is your marketing and not some type of algorithm. And so that is just, again, a level of organic reach that you do not get on the internet. And so again, I'm always an advocate for podcasts. And so if you're looking to start or grow your podcast, I suggest coming to Anchored Media's open house we have coming up. You can go to anchoredmedia.com/open house to register. And it's just an opportunity for you to learn more about the services we provide, who we are, what we do, and how we can help you reach your goals and use your podcast effectively as a marketing tool. Now, my product-based businesses. Y'all are a little bit different, because the downside to podcasting is you can't see nothing. It's just all audio. And now that doesn't mean that you need to neglect podcasting either, because I even have a video on our Anchor Media channel where I believe that podcasting and YouTube are the perfect platform partnership. So you should do both. But let's just talk about products for a second. You need to be on TikTok, you need to be on YouTube, and you need to be on Instagram, because your products need to be seen. Your product needs to be demonstrated depending on what it is. Like, your audience want to see it being used naturally. Your audience, you can explain something to someone verbally all day, but they need to see it. So we sell merch, and I have one of our shirt, Busy Producing Wealth shirts on right now. So I wear primarily our merch in my videos because it sells them. Whatever product you sell, even beyond merch, you need to be able to show it in use. So if it's a journal or a product, people want to see that thing in use from you as well as other people. If you have some type of beauty product, show people what it's like. Create video content where people can see the product in use and see the result of that product over a period of time. So anywhere that something can get seen, that's where your product marketing needs to happen. And then even though I named three different platforms, I want you to also do a deep dive into the demographic and consumer behavior of each of those platforms, so you can still pick one of those to focus on. I believe that when your focus is divided with your marketing, it takes you longer to reach your goals. That's not to say that you put your eggs all in one basket, but you still need to be able to focus. So for us, our focus was podcasting. I was still on Instagram. I had a YouTube channel, but my focus, where I put the primary effort of myself, my team, my finances, was in the podcast. Until the podcast got to the point where it was making money, now it was time to focus on another platform so that that platform could be monetized. And then I think we moved to Instagram, because at the time you couldn't have like a swipe up feature or add a link until you had 10,000 followers. we need this feature because we need to be able to just easily transition people from Instagram into what we're offering. So we put our focus on growing that platform to that milestone. Once we reached that milestone, we moved on to something else with text message marketing, because text message marketing has like a 90-something% open rate. So this is a great opportunity now for us to focus on building our audience that way. So again, I'm not saying put all of your eggs into one basket, but have a platform of focus. Otherwise, you have a couple people here, a couple people there, a couple people over there, and all that's going to do is put more stress on you, more content that you have to create, more things you have to do for more platforms to reach a little bit of people, as opposed to putting all your efforts in one place and building that audience there. And then once you reach that goal, move on to something else. So that's it for this video. If you guys have any marketing questions, put it in the comments so maybe I can do a more detailed Q&A, going a little bit deeper into marketing. But for now, that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.